Hi, I'm Lynn Clark, and welcome to the first episode of Modules Unraveled with Brian Lewis.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast, where the Drupal community speaks. And now your host, he wears a tie to work with his red Chuck Taylors, Brian Lewis.
Hi, and welcome to the very first episode of the Modules Unraveled podcast. My name is Brian Lewis, and this week I talk with Lynn Clark of the Microdata module about how you can enhance your listings on Google. We also talk about her efforts in providing an easy way to automatically import external documentation onto Drupal.org. I really enjoyed talking with her, and I hope you enjoy listening to it. So here we go. So Lynn, tell us who you are and where you're from.
Okay, I'm a module developer for Drupal. I work a lot with HTML data syntaxes, such as RDFA and Microdata. And I think a lot of people are confused because I've been living in Ireland for the past 2 years, but as you can tell, I don't have an Irish accent. I'm actually not from Ireland. I was doing my master's there at Derry, Galway. And right before the holidays, I moved back to the US. So I'm living in Pittsburgh now.
Cool. So how did you get started with Drupal, and when did you get started with Drupal?
I got started with Drupal about 3 years ago. I was working at a company, and we were using an XML-based proprietary CMS, doing a lot of PHP for our static, you know, template-based sites. But for our CMS sites, we were using this XML-based proprietary CMS, and I could tell it just wasn't working at all for our customers. Whenever some new hotness was coming out, we'd have to try and get them to implement a module for their platform because we couldn't implement anything on top of it. And it was poorly documented, so you didn't know how to do anything. So I heard just offhand somebody talking about Drupal, and I don't know what compelled me to actually look it up, but I started looking into it, and I was really fortunate because I stumbled upon the Lullabot podcast, which was very active at the time, and giving a lot of discussion about, you know, different modules to use and stuff like that and how to use them. And it was also really great because the Lullabot podcast really introduced you to the culture of the community, and that was what attracted me. And so when I heard that there was a Drupal camp kind of sort of nearby, by some definitions of nearby, in Chicago, about 8 hours away, I decided to go check it out. And that was a great time. And so then the next DrupalCon was in D.C. Unfortunately, my family lives in D.C., so it was a cheap DrupalCon for me. So it was just kind of a series of fortunate, kind of lucky events. Because out of that, I met a lot of people here in Pittsburgh and started a Drupal Pittsburgh meetup. And it really, having that community really helped me get much, much more involved.
I live down in Wichita, Kansas, and there's a decent community, I guess, going up in Kansas City. And I've thought about going up there, but it's a 3-hour drive. And I'm kind of like, But hearing you talk about going to an 8-hour drive, I'm kind of like, oh. Guess I'm just lazy then. But actually, there's another guy, I don't even know who he is, but we met on groups.drupal.org, and he's trying to start something in Wichita. I don't know if there's anybody besides me and him that's going to be there, but that'll be fun. I've thought about it before, but there hasn't been a lot in the area, so.
It's worth it to try and start something, because when I started, it was just me and a couple other folks, like 3 other people. And now, since I left, somebody else took over the organizing, and I think it regularly pulls like 20 people. Mm. So cool. You never know who's going to come out of the woodwork when you start one.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see if that's how it goes, if there's actually more people in the area doing it than I realize.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be cool. So what is the most recent project you've been working on?
Well, I've actually been focusing a lot on my thesis, which is a project that I'm doing in collaboration with the Docs team and the Skillset team, Johan Falk and Heather James and some other folks who are trying to figure out how to do, what roles we have in Drupal and how to guide people in leveling up in those roles. So, the problem that I'm addressing is, you know, we have all of this great offsite documentation, And how can, you know, like Johan at Node 1, he does great screencasts about views and rules, but those don't ever end up on Drupal.org because it's far too laborious to put those in manually on Drupal.org, find out where they go and so forth. So I'm trying to find a way to get that offsite documentation into Drupal.org, pulling it directly from Drupal Planet and figuring out where it should go on Drupal.org automatically. And I'm also working on this project. We have this thing called Fun A Day that we do in Pittsburgh, which is neat. It's basically you do one thing every single day throughout the month of January. So I'm doing a data visualization a day. We'll see how far I get because it is a little bit more time intensive than I thought it was going to be. But it's helping me figure out some of the stuff, you know, see what other people are doing. And it's nice to just kind of play that way.
Is that specifically with Drupal stuff or is that outside?
So far it's been specifically with Drupal stuff and sometimes with modules I've done myself, so it's something that's kind of easy, but yeah. I'm looking at other, you know, how you use other libraries as well.
Okay, so your current Drupal project is microdata. That's the one you're working on mostly. I watched your early preview screencast on it and I was like, this looks awesome, this is going to be used for so many things. You show it using movies. You have a movie trailer, right, and all that going with it. But I know that they're using the same kind of stuff for cookbooks because they have recipes and all that stuff that uses microdata to organize it so that it can be transferred to different software and everything, and it'll still work. So watching your screencast got me really excited because being able to use that in Drupal is going to be awesome. And I looked through the list of supported fields and fields you're going to support. And I'm going to link to that in the show notes as well. But I was also looking at the address field that's going to be supported. And I'm excited for that one because I can see so many businesses just being able to put in their address right there and show up on Google just that much easier, that much quicker. So yeah, that'll be really cool. But I'm kind of going on this about this. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what microdata is and then how you're using it in Drupal?
Sure thing. Yeah. So microdata was developed as part of the HTML5 specification. It's just really a small set of attributes that you can use with HTML tags to say what the information on a page is. So for example, let's say that you have an event, that you have a web page about an event, maybe a Drupal camp, and you know, if a search engine comes to that, you'd have the start date of the event, the location of the event, everything, you know, the name of the event, you'd have that on the page, but the search engine wouldn't understand, the crawler wouldn't understand that that date is the date of the event, or, you know, is it the date of when it was posted? It doesn't know. So what microdata enables you to do is, you know, if you have a wrapping div around that event, say that you can say that everything inside of this div, you know, what I'm talking about here is this event and everything inside of the div is about this event. And, you know, so then if you had the name in an H2 tag or something like that, you could say the text content of this H2 tag, everything inside, that's the, you know, name of this event. And if you have the time, you know, the date of the event in a time element, you can do the same thing. Say this is the start date. And so that makes it easy for search engines and for other consumers, other machines that are using the data, to do cool things with it. So what the search engines are actually doing right now is they're taking that information and putting it into the search results in what are called rich snippets. So an example of a rich snippet is if you have a recipe, you'll see the star number of star reviews, you know, a 5-star review thing under some recipes that it's been highly rated on its website. Or in the case of events like Madison Square Garden, you'll see the next 3 events with their dates. And so the neat thing is that those search results see a 15 to 30% higher click-through rate. So people do find this to be helpful information in the search result. And so the 3 search engines, and they've been doing rich snippets since 2009, but they Bing, Yahoo, and Google got together and announced on June 2nd of this year, actually of 2011, that they were going to collaborate and use the same vocabulary so that when you put microdata for one, all 3 understand it. Yeah. And that's called schema.org. And so the big thing about schema.org, why it made so, one of the reasons why it made so many ripples when it was announced was because Google said they were going to use this vocabulary, but they were only going to understand it if you used microdata. And that was a departure from their earlier stance where they said that you could use either RDFA or microdata or even microformats. So that's, I actually started the microdata project on June 2nd, the day that it was released, because, you know, that's an important, Google is, you know, search results in Google are important, but also because I'd already been looking in, since DrupalCon Chicago, I'd already been looking into how we could support microdata, because when you actually look into it and look at some of the design decisions, it is a nice balance between microformats and RDFA, the simplicity of microformats and the extensibility and the ease of processing that RDFA give you. It's a little bit harder than something like RDFA because all of the RDFA work is actually in core and it pretty much works for field formatters. Whereas microdata, you need to actually put the microdata itself, you need to place it in the field formatter because it's very strict about where it can be placed. Okay. And so that's a bigger coordination effort. There are about 200 field formatters last time I checked in Contrib. I think that was August. So, and if you project on a very naive projection based on Drupal 5, Drupal 6, et cetera, we could be looking at 1,000 field formatters by the time we're done with Drupal 7 field formatters. Wow. So that's a big coordination effort. And so, of course, I'm hoping that people developing field formatters can take care of that themselves, you know, like work on adding microdata themselves rather than me having to do every single one. And I've provided some resources for developers who want to do that. And if you're a developer and you want to add microdata to your field formatter, then it's on Drupal.org. Feel free to get in touch with me. I'd be happy to work with you to help you figure out how and write tests to make sure that it stays in place.
Cool. I'm sure that'll help a lot. So you mentioned that you're working on a project with the docs team and a skill sets team as part of your thesis. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. Like I said, the docs team, we have this problem that we have all this great documentation that people are writing on their blogs. And there's lots of reasons to write it on your blog. You know, the tone you can use is more, you know, this is how I do it, but not necessarily how you should do it or how you, you know, like you can use a different tone. And it's just a lot easier to figure out where to place it on your own site than it is to figure out where to place it on Drupal.org. We have something like 4,400 documentation pages in the handbooks. So it's really difficult to figure out where in the structure your little bit fits. So I'm working on a suite of modules really that enable you to, use microdata on your blog posts and to say, this article is about views 7x3x. So it combines a couple of modules, microdata for actually placing the microdata. And I've started working on a module called Web Taxonomy, which is still in development. But that connects to an external taxonomy, but an external vocabulary that has a hierarchy of the modules on Drupal.org. Based on their core version, you know, what module they are, the fact that they are a module instead of a theme, that kind of thing. And so that instead of syncing the entire vocabulary, though, it actually just pulls in the terms that you actually use on your site. So you aren't, because you don't want to have, you know, 14,000 taxonomy terms in a vocabulary stored in your database. So it syncs these terms from the external vocabulary to your local vocabulary, but only the handful of terms that you're actually using. And so that way, when it comes into Drupal.org, because microdata basically provides a poor man's API, you can extract a JSON object from microdata through simple parsing. So once it comes into Drupal.org on a feed, we can just extract the data that we want very easily and place it into the database. So that's the project I'm working on right now.
So it's a very small project. Nothing. great. Do you have any time? Do you have a time frame that you're looking at that? I mean, is this going to be months, years, decades?
Well, I've already done all of the prototyping, and so now I'm moving into testing with people. Of course, the biggest challenge in anything like this is really working with a large group of people to get something actually finalized and implemented. So I don't know when it will actually be implemented, if it will even be necessarily on Drupal.org itself or on some other site that's related to Drupal.org or anything like that. But as far as the actual framework, that's pretty close to done. It's in alpha to beta state.
How long did it take you to get to this point then?
Oh, months. All right. Yeah, it takes a bit of work, but... and the neat thing is, because this is a framework, other people can build their own similar solutions for group sites. So say you have an educational institution, you know, because a lot of these problems are organizational problems. You know, you have loosely coordinated groups and you can't get everybody to use the exact same system. They all want to have their own stuff, which may be hand-coded HTML. So the cool thing is that this is a set of modules that anyone can configure in a different way to meet a different use case.
Cool. Couple of things I'm going to ask every guest that I have on here. The first one is, what are you most excited about that's up and coming, and something that you're not necessarily working on, but that you're using or have seen and you think, wow, that looks really cool.
Yeah. So I was looking through a bunch of the data type modules on Drupal.org for my January project. And I saw a couple of things that looked pretty neat, like the Treehouse company, I forget if they're Treehouse Agency, who did energy.gov. They created a data visualization API that looks really interesting. And so I haven't tried that out yet, but I'm really interested in trying it. I just saw somebody posted a Vue's style plugin that does the Quicksand jQuery library. So I'm going to try that out. That's pretty cool. And the stuff with Facet API, I'm really interested in. I haven't actually, like I said, with none of these, I haven't tried them out yet. So who knows? But I actually have a big database that of posts from Drupal Planet. And I was thinking it could be really interesting to expose different facets on that. So I think I'm going to try out all of these things as part of my data visualization January project.
Cool. Okay. And finally, where can people find out more about you and your projects?
If they go to lynn-clark.com, and that has a lot of, it has my blog and everything.
Okay.
And I tweet occasionally, but... Drupal.org is the place to find me, really.
Okay. Just on your user profile, that'll link to everything that they need to know.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, Lynn. Well, thanks for coming on. And I'd love to see where your microdata project goes. And I'm really excited to start using that once it's into beta so that I can have the upgrade path there for me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye.
All right, well, that was my talk with Lynn Clark about microdata and all of her projects involved with getting offsite documentation onto Drupal.org. If you have any questions for her or would just like to get in contact with her, go to modulesunraveled.com/podcast/episode1, and there will be a link to her profile on Drupal.org where you can find out everything you need to know to get a hold of her. And if you want to get a hold of me, go ahead and go to that same website, and you can click on the contact link at the top and give me some feedback or post right in the comments of the show. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next week.